Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. This episode is brought to you by Jewel Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Jewel beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook, you don't have to make mess, you just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Jewel so much that we bought it, so we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients. And it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life. And only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to jewelwellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at jewelwellness.com. On with the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the HA podcast. Today we're hearing a recovery story. This is a cool one because it's from a few years ago, really, 2022, and then maybe somewhere into 2023, but I don't think so. I think it's just like updates. So I am excited to welcome Kayla to the show. Hi, Kayla.
Hey, Dani.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for
sharing your story. Would you please take us back? Who are you? Where are you from? How long did you have HA? And why did you have it? And then we'll, you know, transition into how did you get rid of it?
Sure. So I am from north central Wisconsin. So it is a balmy like 6 degrees here today. Yay. I'm 28 years old currently, and as you mentioned, my HA story is kind of part of my past, but we connected because I'm actually pregnant now. So that's kind of a big goal for a lot of people that work with you, right, is to eventually have children. So I struggled with HA from about 2016 to 2022, like spring of 2016 until summer of 2022. And I think my HA stemmed from a lot of really good intentions and attempt to be healthy, air quotes. definitely like the social media world and the world of macro counting and, you know, just getting shredded, lifting, and, you know, I'm all those things lifting, macro counting can be useful and have their place. But when you take them to the extreme that I was taking them, coupled with the stress that I was putting on my body, being in college, taking 18 credits a semester, working 30 hours a week, walking and biking pretty much everywhere, just a lot of physical, mental, emotional stress on my body, coupled with kind of what really was under fueling. I didn't see it as under fueling at the time. I saw it as really being healthy and focusing on protein and whatever. So I had considered and talked to, I had actually talked to a couple different, I don't want to call them organizations, but people like you that do what you do, right? And I had seen on Instagram, like, as I kind of started to get more worried about not having a period after, 3, 4, 5 years, I started looking into maybe why that is, and people like yourself that specialize in kind of helping females steer back in a healthier direction. And I did a couple discovery calls with people and just wasn't like super convinced. And a friend actually had pushed me to go to the doctor regarding this whole thing at one point. And I was like, okay, yeah, I probably should. I've never been a big fan of doctors, right? Who is? Never been a big fan of needles or testing. Who is? I've kind of had to get over that because when you're pregnant, you're just like a pin cushion for the first like 20 weeks, it turns out. But when I was sitting in that doctor's office that day, I was told that not having a period was not a problem, and that I was really healthy and that I was active and that those were all great things. And I even went so far to ask, do you think perhaps lowering my level of activity and trying to eat more and lower my stress would be helpful? And the doctor was like, no, activity is great. Keep it up. Like, keep doing what you're doing. You're so healthy. And then I had asked about having children eventually, because that's something that, my husband and I had always known we wanted eventually, not necessarily looking for that in the immediate, but I had asked about having children, and the doctor told me, try to get pregnant for 6 months. We won't be able to, and you'll just need some sort of fertility treatment eventually to get pregnant. And so that day was the day that I finally was fed up with all of it. And I was angry about what I heard at the doctor. I think deep down I knew that. I think I knew what I needed to do, but I wasn't willing to do it yet, right? And so going to the doctor and hearing them confirm that was enough to make me mad. So I had been following several accounts, like yours, Danny, and some others that are similar in the hormonal, female health and wellness space. And I had some really good tools in my tool belt. I knew that I was going to have to gain weight. I had been like, and I don't, maybe I can't say numbers. You don't like to say numbers, right? Of weights.
Oh, I actually don't mind it. I'm happy for people to say numbers on our show.
Oh, okay, good. Sometimes I feel like people shy away from it, but maybe they just want to shy away
I
from it.
think
But
that's more often than not they do.
okay. So I'm 5'6", and I was probably like between 120 and 125 pounds. And for somebody, maybe that's not, maybe that's their healthy weight, but for me, I'm not a super petite frame. I've never been a super naturally
Wait,
thin person. Like, for me, that one.
did you say 5'6"? Sorry, what was that height?
Yeah, 5'6".
At 120 pounds.
Yeah, like 120 to 125. So
Okay, you're
I was
59
trim.
kilos. Yeah, you're real. Yeah, that's pretty lean. Yeah.
So I knew that I was going to have to gain weight. I had like accepted that, right? I knew I was going to have to lower my level of activity and just do some of these things to try to get my body out of this like fight or flight mode. So I started doing some of those things on my own. I probably did that stuff for like almost a year, maybe on my own. And I did I did gain some weight. I don't remember exactly how much, maybe 15 pounds. I went from walking and running a lot to I cut out running and I started walking less, just kind of on average, like a daily basis, walking less. And then for lifting, just went down to doing like three more full body sessions a week that weren't as like intense or as focused, because I was the girly that was doing like chest and triceps, back and biceps, legs, shoulders and arms, legs on rotation week after week at a very high intensity, coupled with, again, under fueling and a lot of cardio. So I have been doing all of those things and still didn't have a period. And so that is kind of what eventually then made me do a discovery call with you, Danny, in that May of 2022. So you can hear that's a long time between the 2016 when my period disappeared and when I actually kind of got to the place of being, number one, fed up enough to try to do something myself, and then two, fed up enough to reach out to you to get help when that still wasn't working. And so we had our discovery call in May, and I think it was by like July after working with you. Honestly, I got my period. It was just after a few months. You definitely encouraged me and pushed me on some dietary things that I was still probably not getting enough, like omega-3s and healthy fats and that kind of thing. So you were like, no, like eat multiple whole eggs. Like, I love that you're eating like two eggs for breakfast, but like, girl, you need four. You know, you were kind of giving me some
Yeah,
of
like
those.
push the boundaries of like what you think is normal, right? Like everyone, especially women, not everyone, women are like two eggs. Is this so common? Yeah.
And that was me, right? And here I was thinking, like, I had gone from for years, I wasn't even eating breakfast at all. So I was thinking my two eggs was like pretty good. But it did take working with you to, yeah, to that's a good way to put it, push the boundaries, right? Because I had already pushed my comfortability on my own, but I was so far from, you know, I was so far from what is healthy that even pushing myself a lot only got maybe what would be considered quote unquote normal in like the media or just typical narratives or whatever. And yes, I needed you to kind of take me far enough to get totally well. And then another huge thing, which honestly, looking back, I probably should have just like known this because I knew enough at the time, but you're like, how much caffeine are you drinking, right? And my answer was like an industrial size Yeti of strong coffee every single day. And you're like, yeah, we're gonna need to step away from that for a little while. And so I did actually over the course of just 2 days, because again, at this point I was pretty fed up and I was ready to do what I had to do. Totally stopped drinking caffeine and got the actual worst headaches that I've ever experienced in my life for like a week. I was in my cube at work and I actually had to tell my boss, like, hey, I'm okay. I'm just working on cutting out caffeine. That's why I like look like I'm dying with like my head down on my desk. But again, you encouraged me to do that, not saying it was a forever thing, or I don't even remember if you said have zero caffeine, but I again was just fed up at the time and like, whatever, if this is what I have to do, I want to do it now. So yeah, just after what, like two and a half months of doing those things, of sending you food diaries, checking in on a weekly basis, I got my period back, which was awesome. It was such a I was just like so shocked and happy that day. I told so many of my friends too, because they knew this was something I had struggled with. I was like that girl that was texting everybody, like, I got my period today, which to a lot of people, you know, is a unhappy thing, but I was just thrilled about it. So that's in a nutshell.
Okay, I have a couple questions. So earlier on, when you were telling the story, I didn't like stop you and ask you, but I was like, I'll come back to this. You said like you had spoken, you had had some meetings with some practitioners and stuff, but you said you were not that convinced. Were you not convinced that you had HA? Were you not convinced that you needed help? Like, what were you not convinced about?
I wasn't convinced that they could help me, I guess. I think too, it was like I didn't feel as much of a connection with them. Like when I talked to her, it's just like, and even seeing what you like had posted on social media, I'm like, all right, Danny's like more my vibe. Like this is, this is what I
Gotcha.
want. Yeah. But I think
Gotcha.
I just, when I heard it from other people and they're like, oh yeah, this is what we would have you do, not even saying they recommended like super different things, but I was just like, I just wasn't there. And maybe it was timing too. Maybe I just needed more time to get more fed up.
That's real, right? Like what we find in, in the process of it's technically the sales process from my end, right? But from your end, it's the just like the decision to make change process. And people need to be in a certain amount of pain, which is real for all things, right? Like any purchase you make, you're generally in it's solving a problem, right? And we all have like an idea of how much we value the resolution of that problem. It's definitely a shame that it takes us a lot to convince ourselves that we are worthy of solving this problem. Like, it's so much easier to sell weight loss, right? Or and to convince yourself to invest in weight loss, right? People will hand anything over because it gives them something from the outside that is, external validation. People can see the change, and we just are in a society where, in your head, because you had started the very beginning of your story, you were like, I began this stuff with good intention. Right. So it's like, it's all making sense to you when you're like, but this whole get your period back for your overall health thing just like makes less sense to people. And it's so hard to get your head around. We have to do a lot of self-educating. And I think that everyone who decides to go down this path is like, and this is just a bias, but I see them as, so that's all of you guys listening, actually pretty damn intelligent, right? Because you identified this problem. Now, whether or not the person going down the path is having a hard time or an easy time or whatever is irrelevant, right? They see this as a problem and they're beginning like the process of resolving it. And there is almost no one else in your ear really pushing you and helping you to do this for yourself. Occasionally there's a friend, a family member, a partner, but it's only you, and very few people will celebrate you, congratulate you, compliment you. You're probably even, I mean, Mishi, who works with us, like, she was no longer able to get the discount on their health insurance because she was like 150 pounds at 5'2". So it's just like not a big deal. Like it just doesn't. So it's a really hard thing to make the decision for yourself to go ahead and do this. What were, if you can take yourself back there, what was like the main thing for you that was driving you to change? For me, it was not a baby at the time. I wasn't trying to get pregnant. I discovered this was a problem. It wasn't okay to just have your period missing. It was not some optional extra that you don't really need. And I started to get a little scared of the osteoporosis, heart health, lung health, brain health, long-term longevity started freaking me out. And that was a big enough push when I realized I wasn't getting anywhere on my own. What was like, what are your driving factors?
Yeah, so I agree with what you said. That was definitely part of it for me. Because again, I had been following these kinds of pages and researching and reading, things on my own for years, honestly, and like knew, your body not getting a period is your body saying it doesn't feel safe and healthy, right? And so like that's a problem. I think even though we weren't trying to have a baby immediately, I have seen a lot of people experience heartbreak of infertility for a variety of reasons. And I didn't want that to end up being our story if there was anything I could do about it. So I just knew, okay, even if this is years down the road, the time to take care of this is now, not years down the road when we're like ready to have a baby, like kind of just some pre-planning. And then lastly, honestly, I don't like doctors, and I got so pissed off hearing that doctor say that I was so healthy and that everything was fine and that I would just need fertility treatment. Oh, just come back 6 months after you're trying to have a baby and we'll just give you some shots and send you a lot of bills. Like, that made me so angry that I was like kind of just as like a screw you to the healthcare system,
I love
honestly, and
that.
to
You're the
say
first
like,
person to be like, you're just gonna send me a bunch of bills. I'm the same way. I'm like, no. Yeah.
It infuriated me, and it made me so mad when I knew, like I said, deep down, I knew I wasn't in a good place. I wasn't in a healthy place. And to sit there and have a quote unquote medical professional tell me, oh no, just keep doing what you're doing. This is great. You're so healthy. It just made me very angry. And I wanted to prove a point to that doctor. I wanted to prove a point to the friend who brought me to the doctor, because she had very good intentions. But she at the time was kind of going through, she was doing some fertility treatments herself. And she was like, oh, I'll be supportive. It just really sucks. Like, this is just the way it is sometimes. You just need these fertility treatments and blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to show her, like, no, there's a better way. There's your body can heal itself. And actually, as kind of a sidebar, since then, she did not ever get pregnant. Well, she did, but she had a couple early miscarriages, doing fertility treatment. But she watched me get my body in a better place, and not saying she followed, she didn't work with anybody, she didn't follow those things to a T, but she got pregnant naturally because of things that she put in place that she just watched me do. Ended up not only proving a point to her, but also ended up helping her. And now she just had a baby in November. So yeah, just I guess in summary, wanting to prove a point to the medical community, that I was not healthy and that I could get healthy and that I did not need their shots and I did not need to pay them to do it.
Boom. It's pretty, what's the word? It's liberating, but also you just feel like you won.
Yeah.
I feel that
Definitely.
way.
Yes, that I won, and that, I don't know. I think it's carried over too with a lot of things in my life. And don't get me wrong, both of my parents are cancer survivors, and I have seen the miracles of modern medicine, and I understand the time and the place for it. But we're just so quick to, we're so quick to jump to a pill or a potion for these things that like our bodies are meant to do, and we just need to give our bodies the tools and the rest and all the things to do it. So not bashing doctors as a whole, but just especially the ignorance, right? Of, oh, we'll just give you fertility treatment. Nope. Don't bother trying to get your body in a better, safer place. You're doing healthy. You're so healthy. You keep being 125 pounds. Keep working out every day. You don't need to eat more. This is like, you're great. You're perfect. It's like, no, that was not true.
Yeah, that's it's that is the most painful part. It right is like the it feels to us with what we know so clear, so obvious that that is misguided praise that is feeding and contributing to the problem. And it is truly mind-blowing that essentially this is basic female anatomy. This is basic female anatomy. We have these reproductive hormones. They require this to operate. And, you know, it kind of feels like it should be some 101 stuff. And it does feel a little bit like, I mean, I'm not 100% married to this belief, but it feels a little bit like, is it just because we're women that this hasn't been a big priority for everyone to understand? Or is it that it's free to fix and that's not advantageous? And my gut tells me it's not intentional. It's not intentional by someone. I know it's not intentional by the doctors. They're just literally not it. Like someone higher up. And I can only imagine that people are trying to share this and it's just not really being heard because it's so polar opposite to this obesity epidemic agenda. Like they just can't even give it like the time of day.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. And you're so right too. It's not like the doctors are, they're just doing what they're trained to do and what their schooling has taught them. You know, that's the tools that they've been given and the information that they've been shared. But I do think, I mean, and this is just me personally, the fact that it's women, yes. I think the fact, like you said, it's free to fix. Ding, ding, ding. Like I said about the bills, I needed to go to urgent care not that long ago. It's like $2,000 to like get a couple tests, right? You know what I mean? It's just like crazy. Like the healthcare system is just crazy. And I know that, I think a lot of people know how expensive fertility treatment is, IVF, and even just like injections and stuff. It's hundreds and thousands of dollars every month that you want to try to do those things. So I do think that that definitely plays a part, right? If it's like, oh, well, we can help trick your body in this way and get a pretty penny for it, then why not?
We can help trick your body. That's exactly what it is. It's not a solution. HRT is not a solution. Fertility drugs not a solution. They just like kind of trick the body into doing a function temporarily that is not all of the functions. I feel really strongly about that, and I think it's super painful to have conversations with women who are like deciding between, do I try this holistic route that sounds too good to be true, right? Which is like that you can kind of relax your way into this. And I mean, relaxing is not quite the word because it can be very stressful for a lot of people, but you know, like, you mean I don't need to take anything? I just need to rest and just increase my food. Like the skepticism, weight gain is scary for a lot of people, changing their habits and beliefs. Some women convince themselves that it's making them less healthy, though I think that's just some like a convenient thing to tell themselves because they know that they're not healthy. You know?
Yep.
But like they want to compare that to going the medical route as their first choice. And so you, similar to me, you know, you're presented it and you're presented the medical route as your first choice, but your like logical brain is like, hang on a second. I feel like I should be able to fix this myself. Like I innately understand that I should be able to fix this myself.
Yes.
So we're able to like pretty quickly and logically decide to take that route, but not everyone does. A lot of people really struggle. And sometimes I wonder if they just want to take the HRT route and they want to believe that it's a solution because it would be more convenient. Da-da-ling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, This episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's going to need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
It would be, yes, it would be more convenient, and it's as hard as those things are, I think it's probably less uncomfortable for some people to say, I'll do injections or take pills or whatever, than to say, I'll gain weight. I'll give up being this persona 100%. Of this fit girly, you know, like that is scarier to people lots of times than the medical route. And I mean, that's what held me there for a long time, right? That was, I had never gotten so many compliments in my life from friends or family member till when I was at my thinnest, and I, you know, compliments about how disciplined I was, and, you know, just, oh, like, I wish I could be like you. I so admire that. And like, now I look back and I'm like, oh, that was like obsessive. You know what I mean? There would be days that I like didn't feel awesome for one reason or another. Maybe I was just exhausted. Maybe I was getting sick. And it's like, I would really, really have to talk myself in to skipping a workout because of being like sick or just, you know, again, exhausted. And so to be complimented for that kind of behavior, it's like, that is not healthy at all, you know? And I'm just so grateful for the process, because now, you know, just it's impossible to see and to feel this way when you're in it. And it's just impossible. It feels impossible to think this way, but now to have the freedom to be like, I could care less if I, you know, I'm up or down 10 pounds at different times of life, different times of year, whatever, my body's doing its thing, to say, I could care less if I don't end up getting a lift in at all this week because I'm busy or because I'm not feeling great or whatever. Like, there's just so much more freedom in not being that person who is obsessively disciplined to this fit, quote unquote, persona. And I remember when I was working with you, I said a huge win that I experienced in just that few months is we went away for the weekend with friends, and I didn't pack any food that was just for like me. Like, I didn't have like a stash of like protein bars somewhere or whatever that was like my snacks or my breakfast or whatnot. Like, I did not bring, like, I'm sure we brought food to contribute to the weekend, right? But I didn't bring food that was like my food that I was going to eat. I ate what everybody else ate, and I did not care. Or, I mean, maybe I cared a little bit at the time, but like, you know, about the calories or whatever. I just was enjoying the weekend. And now it's so crazy to even think that that's like a mindset that I had in the past, but I know darn well there was a time like I would have anxiety about what was going to get served at a party or whatever, because again, I'm living this like fit girly life, and it's all about protein and low carb and hitting the gym 6 days a week. And just, yeah, there's just so much more freedom in all aspects of life once you are recovered and once you give up needing to live that persona.
Totally. It's like, yeah, I mean, I'd honestly just be reiterating everything you said, but you know, I have to choose between my external perception and all of these ideologies that I have, or
health and reality. And that requires sacrifice of a lot of things. You know, it requires letting go of that ideology for your overall health, which is an extremely healing thing to do. Like, it opens your eyes up to, like, what else have I been not questioning? What else do I think I need to have in order to be happy? And I think this is normal, right? You grow up, you follow the rules, you follow the instructions until finally something happens that makes you go, hang on. What's going on here? I also, like, I love what you said about, you know, people will inject anything into their body if it's getting them this external validation result. They'll consume things like diet foods that are often more processed and less better for you, or they'll eat less nourishing food because it is less calories. And
yes,
I saw a reel yesterday actually on Instagram that was kind of funny. She was a doctor, and she's like, and by the way, y'all, I don't have this has nothing to do with my opinions on anything. It was someone else's reel, but she was like, all the people who refused to get the vaccine but are now coming to me for the weight loss injection that we all know. We all know what the vaccine is, and we all know what the weight loss injection is. And it's true. Right? Or like, I think we all know someone who was like anti-vax, but also was like drinking and smoking. They're just like, this is, you know, and I mean, I didn't get a vaccine. I'm not like sending any propaganda out there about vaccines, but I just, like, it's true that we will put aside logic, science, or even just like what we truly believe if the payoff of the risk is high enough. And I think that that's why people choose fertility treatments when they know that they have HA anyway. It's like, I can have it all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for the people who choose fertility treatments and they end up having a successful pregnancy and have a baby, still happy for you, you know, like, still very grateful that you got your baby that you wanted in the end. But I do think there's so many people that struggle to have success with that, because, like, what I had told my friend at the time that she was going through it, it's like, if your body is not comfortable enough and safe enough to, like, ovulate on your own and have a normal cycle, why do you think that, like we said, when you trick your body into getting pregnant, you're going to be able to sustain this pregnancy? Because if you keep living how you've been living before, like, when you couldn't get pregnant, why do you think if you get pregnant, you're going to, like, you know, that's just not, again, like, it goes back to, that's not the anatomy, that's not, like, logical, even just at a basic, like, bodily level. And I think too, just, so I'm like 33 weeks pregnant now. So, you know, we're in, like, full force of, like, a belly, et cetera, all the things. And I think too, if I was still in the mindset about, you know, putting so much value on being thin and being disciplined and whatever, how difficult it mentally would also be to be pregnant and, like, have your body change and have to rest more and all these things. And I'm not saying, like, I mean, there are still days that I like walk past and see my reflection. It's like a jump scare. You know what I mean? Cause I'm like, oh, like, I don't feel that huge. But then when I, like, see myself, I'm like, dang, girl.
Well, I mean, you're heavily pregnant now. So you're going to feel that.
Right. Which, again, I'm so grateful to have had, like, a very, you know, complication-free pregnancy, and just, I felt really good. I felt healthy. I've still been, like, lifting. I've still been doing the things that I love to do and enjoy doing. Which is awesome. But I think that's sometimes why I'm like in my body, in myself, I don't feel that huge. So when I see this person, I'm like, whoa. But I have felt so much peace and so much acceptance of, like, you know, my body's just doing what it needs to do. And I'm not, you know, I'm focused on doing exercises that will help with labor and help with postpartum. Like, I'd rather not pee my pants for 3 months. So yes, like pelvic floor work, sign me up. But it's for such a different reason now. It's truly for the health of myself and my baby and having a healthy delivery and all those things, not because I'm trying to like change the way that I look or that I'm trying to just like have this persona that I'm so hardcore and so dedicated and whatever. So I can't even, just to circle back to my point, I can't imagine getting pregnant when I was still mentally in that place, because it would be so difficult. And just the lack of control that you have. Like, I mean, when I was like 8, 9, 10 weeks pregnant, my diet consisted of deep dish pizza and ham and cheese sandwiches, because those were the two things that sounded palatable at the time. And I would not recommend that long term to any, like, right. We do need the rainbow, eat the rainbow, et cetera. But I'm just saying, like, old me would have had such a hard time accepting that. But then like being pregnant and just feeling that way, I'm like, yep, like this is what I got to do right now.
Absolutely. I would have absolutely been crawling out of my skin with yeah. like the things that pregnancy was driving me to do or driving me not to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's out of your control. And to be in a healed state and having been through that, allowing you to just like enjoy the process of pregnancy. I mean, I honestly think it made my ability to heal and hit the ground running as a mom so much easier as well.
Mm-hmm.
Transitioning back into like work and
mm-hmm.
life, because I'm not adding this additional expectation and stress to myself.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure, you know, with what you knew at the time, accepting of like even postpartum, what your body looks like and how long it takes to heal, right? And of course, I'm sure everybody still has days where it's like, it's tougher than others. But yeah, like you said, to be able to hit the ground running just as a mom, because your brain's not like so obsessed with needing to get back to your perfect workout schedule and lose the weight, quote unquote, all these things. You're able to just like accept what you need and what your baby needs and roll with it.
Yeah, accept what you need and what your baby needs and roll with it. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
solid title for this episode. I like it. Well, I mean, thank you. Congratulations on being pregnant.
Thanks. Yes, thank you.
That is exciting. And I'm sure you were like, oh my gosh, it's possible. Like, it's happening. Mm-hmm. It, you know, we mm-hmm. reached it. So I'm really excited about that for you. And do you have any closing thoughts, anything that you would love to tell anyone who is listening relentlessly to the show, but just still not able to like make the changes that they know they need to make, like what would, or the decision that they need to decide, like what would you say to them?
Yeah. Oh, and that was me. If you're listening to this, that was me. I was you. Took however many years to get there. I guess it's been 9 years now since this first became an issue for me. I think you can't understand how different your mindset and your life is going to be right now. You just can't understand until you heal and you come out of it. And so it seems so scary. And you hear all these people saying, well, you won't care if you're 10 pounds heavier, right? Because that's what like lots of people ask, like, well, how much weight am I going to need to gain? Will I lose it again after I get my period back? Like all these things. And I know that the logical answers to those questions are like, well, it's different for everyone. And like, maybe, maybe not, right? But you won't care. I promise you, you won't care, because your life is going to be so much better and you're going to be so much happier and healthier. And me talking to past me, you don't believe this right now, but you have to get uncomfortable and you have to do it. And then you will be convinced once you're on the other side. And again, I heard so many of these messages, and it still took a long time, but it's just so different. That's
everyone
all I can
thinks
say.
They're not going to be the one who is happy on the other side, right? They hear all the people be like, trust me, when you get to the other side, it's worth it. Everything you were afraid of is just not as big of an issue as you thought. And, you know, you're happy. You have more space for X, Y, Z. You're less neurotic about all these things. You have your baby, you have your health, you have your fertility. And like that literally changes your brain chemistry and how you think. But when you're in HA, you're just like, no, there is no other way. It's got these chains on you. But yeah, I swear, like, we've never had someone come on and be like, just so you know, this is not worth it. Like, I've never had that interview and just chosen to not post it because it doesn't fit my agenda of motivating you all. No, literally no one has ever done that or said that.
Oh, and I still believe, yes, absolutely, what you said. And even for people who maybe aren't convinced enough because they're not trying to have a baby, maybe people don't even want to have kids at all in the long run. Okay, well, most people probably care about your sex drive, right? Well, that'll get a heck of a lot better once you're healed. Like, there's so many other things, like you said, and just things you have mental space for. So maybe that will just be a good encouragement, is to tell people. And I know you asked this too, but like, right, what are your motivators? What could be better in your life on the other side of this thing? And there are things for everybody, whether it's a child or not, there are things that will be better.
I actually would also ask myself, and I don't think I've talked about this for a long time, but I think I used to mention it on the show like years ago. What's also so great about your life right now that you can't give this up? Like, I'm sure there's a handful of people that are like, well, actually, you know, I get this and that because I have this ideal body and blah, blah. But even still, like, what's so good about it? What is it really bringing you? I know for me, I was always on a pursuit of something. I was never there. I was never happy. I was always like, when I get here, I'm going to keep working hard at this because I'm not thin enough yet. I'm not perfect enough yet. And when I am, whatever magical doors I think exist will open and my life will be better. That, and I just remember thinking to myself, like, oh my gosh, I think that. Okay. And I was like, well, what might happen if I give this a try? You know? And I just like, I didn't know. And I think that's what we hate, is like, we don't know what's on the other side. When you can pursue weight loss, food tracking, exercise, whatever, you have a goal and a vision and you see where you're trying to go. It's easier for women to recover if they want a baby because they kind of see this vision of them as a mother and that's where they're trying to go. But the rest of us who just want to recover for our health, we have no idea what that looks like. And we're just so good at catastrophizing and being anxious and being like, well, what if it's not good? It's like, well, what if it is? Because all of these people are coming on here and telling you it's kind of sick. Like, it's kind of cool to have freedom and flexibility to be a better friend, to be a better listener, to be a better family member, to be a better partner. It's better to have brain space back and to have the ability to pursue creative endeavors and things you truly love. And most of you can tell me as much as you want how much you really love running. But like, I bet you there's some shit you like just as much, if not more. And that's a convenient narrative.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more. And just, you know, even as you're saying that, those are things, of course, they're components of being like a better partner, a better friend. But I guess it has been so long for me that, like, yeah, it used to be hard for me to even like want to go sit and have coffee with somebody for like 2 or 3 hours. Cause it's like, well, I gotta like get my steps in before I do this next, whatever, you know, is going on tonight. And like, how can I just sit here and just sit here? You know what I mean? And, yeah, even just the freedom in those kinds of ways is so huge. Not that you or I would actually suggest this to anybody, but you know, a challenge for those people that it's like, oh, but I really don't want to like gain the weight or whatever. Okay, well, if you're in that place, you've probably already lost a significant amount of weight, right? Like that's how a lot of people get there. You could always do it again. If you're really, you know, unhappy, if you're truly unhappy after you're healed and your body is in harmony with itself, if you're really, really unhappy, you know how to lose the weight, right? You could do it again.
Yeah. Oh, I actually do tell people that, like, fine, if you hate it, go lose it again. You know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Like if you take this route, get your period back, get your health back, and you still hate it, who the heck mm-hmm. are we to tell you what to do with your life? Absolutely not. It's your prerogative. Mm-hmm. If you would rather be like thin and have osteoporosis, that's absolutely your choice. Mm-hmm. And I have the right to think what I think about that choice, but like you have that choice. You can do that. And mm-hmm. I used that for myself, Kayla. I told myself that. So, you know, mm-hmm. if I am truly unhappy, I can go back. And that lets you move forward because it's so mm-hmm. much less black and white. Mm-hmm. Right? You're just try it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's not permanent. Then it doesn't feel permanent. It's like, well, if this doesn't work out, you know, I'll go back to what I was doing. But if you surveyed people who did, like you said, you're 100% for 100% right of people being more happy on the other side. So I don't think it would happen, but yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a choice somebody could make. So why not give it a shot?
Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Get it done. I'm trying to write down. What did I say I thought would be a good name for this title?
I didn't write it down. You can do, or like something about what you need and what your baby needs and roll with it, or what, you know, along those lines. I don't remember exactly, but.
Okay. I'm going to play with that. This was so good. Thank you, Kayla, so much for joining us, for sharing your story, passing it forward to women on the same path, but just further behind you. Big congrats on the baby. I hope all goes so well. Enjoy your last few weeks of sleep for the next
experience. Right. No, I have been kind of thinking that. We honestly have procrastinated pretty hard on like getting anything ready. We're like finishing 800 square feet in our basement. We just last night swapped out a bunch of furniture everywhere to like make a nursery. I feel like lots of like women are like, oh, I'm going to like wash and fold the baby clothes when they get to this point. And we're like, we're not there yet, but it's fine. It'll be great.
You still have time to settle into nesting mode, but that happens like right up at the last minute. And you also don't need almost anything ready. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need a nursery right out the gate. You mm-hmm. don't need, you just need like a basket that has all the shit that you need downstairs.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm totally in that mindset too. And I think that's why we've just been pretty like chill about the whole thing. But yeah, it's just, it'll be an interesting next, like, you know, 6-7 weeks of really trying to enjoy sleep, each other, our time, et cetera. And also being like, oh, you know, maybe there are some things we should do. And like just work to like things to check off the work list. So it'll just be try to find a balance of, you know, doing things, but just enjoying the last little bit of it here. So yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You crushed it. I'm so proud of you. I'm really glad that we got this happening. I feel like it wouldn't have happened if you didn't follow up with me all those weeks ago. So I love when people send updates. So please do. I must see a photo of the baby when the baby comes.
I will. Yes. Yeah. Good. And I had meant to say something too for like, we like right after I got pregnant, I'm like, oh, I should tell Danny. You know what I mean? Even though it was like years later, but, and then literally
you're like, surprise, like, I'm heavily pregnant now.
Yeah. Like 30 weeks pregnant. I'm like, I keep meaning to say this, but yeah. So thank you, Danny. Thank you for the time today and just what you do, for women. I know you've you've worked so hard to, you know, build this platform for yourself and for others. And it is certainly a blessing to people. And, you know, I'm so grateful that there's people like you that do this.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I need that.
Little pep talk for Friday. Kayla.
Yeah, I need my pep talk too to keep going. Keep going with all you crazy ladies out there. Jeez Louise.
Right, right. Well, thanks, Danny. All right. I'll send you a picture.
You too. Have a good one.
You too.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys. And it's basically, this is stuff that we only give our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys. But here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472, and I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society, or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff, and you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that Blueprint bundle kit, 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I am giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery. And we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally, if that's your goal. And we're going to make some moves. We're gonna make some moves on recovery. It's going to be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are. And that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear
the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.